The following is a special presentation of sports.kbec.com. Welcome to the Press Box with Brian Stevens and Seth Sims. The Press Box will focus primarily on Ellis County High School athletic programs. Be ready to call in at 972-923-1390 or 972-938-1390. Brought to you by Dr. Mark Rue and Dr. Josh McSpadden with Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Stevens Team at Legacy Realty, and FBM Construction. And now, here's tonight's show.
Welcome in, everybody, to this lovely Monday evening on August the 3rd, 2020. I am Seth Sims. To my left, right here in studio, what do you want to say? Is it Studio Zero, Studio G, Studio One? Studio One is Mr. Tater Beard. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, hey, what do you say?
And so glad you could join us. And to my right, in the cup.
In the pub. In the cup.
Board op, Mr. Yo-Yo Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Has everybody had a good week?
I did.
Or I should say weekend. We're here at Monday, so.
I did.
You did? That's good. Did you get out and play any golf?
I did yesterday with my young sons right here at the Waxahachie Country Club, there as a matter of fact.
There you go. And Tater, it's been a while. I'm glad you're back with us, and hopefully now this is a reoccurring thing. So you've been good?
Oh, just getting over some stuff and going from there.
And getting back at it. Well, you picked a great week to come back.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And so I hope you're excited.
Oh, if you don't know how excited I am, folks, if you can't see me, I'm shaking.
And he is. His hands are going crazy. And before we get to the rundown of what we've got going on, it's a shame you didn't get to be with us the past couple weeks. We had some volleyball previews. We had some great coaches on last week. Shane Sackett from your hometown, Midlothian. Go ahead.
Coach Hope.
Got Hope Porter from Red Oak, and we had Sandy Fawcett Stoops from Waxahachie to round out our volleyball previews. And we'll be having those coaches on and other coaches from across the county here within the next few weeks once volleyball gets picked back up. And then for that schedule, if you're wanting to know, I've got it in front of me. Conferences 1A through 4A. First day of practice was today, August 3rd. First day for games will be August 10th. So hopefully, here in the next week or so, we'll start having some results and maybe some volleyball coaches on.
Looking forward to that. It's going to be a great season for everybody in Ellis County this year.
And so, but let's get down to the meat and potatoes of why we are here. All right. UIL released their schedules, and football is on the docket.
There we go.
Football is being played. First day of practices for 1A through 4A were today, August 3rd. First games, August 27th, be at the end of the month. And, guys, I'm just glad that in some substance, some capacity, that we have sports. And yes. You know, we are the Press Box on KBZ, so we have high school sports. Our jobs can continue.
Well, and just to get back involved, Yo-Yo.
I'm just going to say that I'm so glad sports are starting back up, especially high school sports, because now my favorite restaurants open up.
What's that?
The concession stands at a sporting events. Man, there is nothing like those nachos, along with maybe a hot dog occasionally. But those nachos and that soda water, man, that's good stuff.
Oh, ain't it, though?
Oh, it's the best. It is the best.
Just
that's why it's my favorite. It's my favorite.
It comes out of the concession stand.
Well, you know, those peppers are just the right amount of hot. And that cheese over those nacho chips, oh, my goodness gracious, I can't hardly wait.
Well, hopefully they get fans back out there. And as of right now, we don't know yet, but we're gonna stay optimistic that fans will be allowed at these sporting events. But I want to run down with Tater what we're going to be doing for the next month. All right. So we've got our football prediction or preview shows. We've got our preview shows here for the next 3 weeks.
And that's for 4A
all the way down to 1A. And because since their games start August 27th, this first month of August, we are going to hit every 4A to 1A school in Ellis County.
Hoorah!
And then on August 24th, we are going to have our prediction show. And we'll release our scheduled guests because we're going to have some people on to join us.
Yes, we are.
But we're going to have our prediction show, and the prediction show will encompass all from 1A to 6A in Ellis County.
Yes, it will.
And then we will proceed after the 24th show through September 21st, I believe, with our larger, our 5 and 6A schools throughout the county, seeing as their season does not start until September 24th.
And then we'll have an opportunity also during those shows to talk to a few of the volleyball coaches that are already playing.
That's right. That's right. So we've got a full docket. We are rolling ahead, and we're hoping that you're going to join us on this trip. And I want to take this time to encourage everyone to call in. All right. Today, for our first preview show, we're going to have Coach Craig Carpenter from Midlothian Heritage.
Yep.
We're also going to have senior at Midlothian Heritage, Carson Walker. Those two guys, he's a University of Houston commit, but those two guys are going to be breaking down the Heritage program for this season.
Yep.
And then we're going to have Coach Brandon Lane from Ferris, head coach down there for the Ferris Yellow Jackets. And we're going to break down Midlothian Heritage and Ferris this week. And so I don't know about you, but if you want to talk to these coaches like we get to or ask them a question, you got to call in. And Tater is going to give you that number now.
It's going to be 972-923-1390. 972-938-1390, and all you want to do is press extension 1, get on with Yo-Yo, and he'll put you on with us. And
Yo-Yo.
I promise Yo-Yo does not bite.
No.
Hard. And so, but we want to encourage everybody to call in. If you want to throw your prediction at us, we would like to save it for the show, but I'm not going to discourage you from calling.
No.
And so, but we really want to encourage everybody and their mom to call in. Because, you know, grandmas also, they have some strong opinions.
Oh, yes, they do. You got the mama squad at the football games, and you got the grandmama squad at the football games.
And they cheer louder and more passionately than any daddies or granddaddies.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but we are really looking forward to getting this going. You know, we did the month of baseball, and that was during a time when the season would have been rolling on. They would have been moving towards summer and state playoffs and stuff like that. And we got that month in. We've gotten our volleyball previews. And we're not just gonna cast volleyball to the side.
Nope.
They're still gonna play a part, but we are rolling with our football previews, and we could not be more excited.
And Yo-Yo's telling me we're set up for our first interview, but who's bringing it to us?
Waxahachie Orthopedics is bringing this first interview. And Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine doctors Josh McSpadden and Mark Rue. I read those backwards. That's my bad. But they are your preferred location for all orthopedic services, including robotic joint replacement, sports medicine, and fracture care. Doctors Mark Rue and Josh McSpadden are offering robotic surgical services for increased precision and longevity in performance of joint replacement implants. Give them a call, 972-923-9999. One more time, 972-923-9999. And I want to take this opportunity to welcome in our first guest and kicking off all of our football previews for Ellis County. That is Midlothian Heritage Coach Craig Carpenter. How are you doing, sir?
And I'm great. I sure appreciate the phone call. And I didn't know I was going to be the first one up for Ellis County, but man, that's a big pleasure for me, so thank y'all very much.
Well, we are expecting you to set the bar high, so don't be too nervous. But we appreciate you taking the time to join us. It means a lot to us, and hopefully spreading some news about your program. Maybe if fans are loud, get more fans out there to cheer y'all on. But I know August 3rd, which was today's first day of official practice, so kind of starting off, talk to us about last night. We're with everything that's been going on and all the shortened summer practices, and now you get to actually go out and practice. How were the nerves? How excited were you feeling to get back on the field with those guys?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, every year is it's like Christmas Eve. You know, that night before, but no more has it ever been true as it was last night. You know, the kids and the coaches were just so excited. The anticipation for all the preparation. Obviously, there's a little bit more preparation going into this year with the COVID and the you know, sanitation and the planning that we had to do, but. I don't know that there were many hours slept last night from coaches across the state that had the opportunity to get out and start today.
Well, Coach Carp, you know, strength conditioning coaches are essential, I think, this year. It's a big part of it. And how was that process for y'all this year in the off season? You know, exemplified through your program? Because I know y'all are big on pushing the weights there.
No doubt. That's been one of the cornerstones of our program, you know, our athletic coordinator and head coach, Lee Wigginson, when he opened up this new school, you know, that was one of the foundation of our program, of strength conditioning. And so we knew going into two-a-days today, it was going to be a little bit different. You know, kids that had a lot of downtime, we were able to do things during the break. You know, we'd meet with our kids on Google Hangout, and we would have workouts, but it's different. You know, it's not the same as you are when you're in person. So, you know, it's very, very important. I think a lot of coaches across the state, I've heard it from coaching school, I've heard it in talking on the phone with different coaches. We got to be very, very smart. We're not in the same spot that we normally are at this time with our conditioning and stuff. So, yeah, we had a great day. It was a little different than it has been years past. I think our kids, for the most part, were in the best shape that they could be in, you know, dealing with this COVID.
Well, Coach, you know, everybody's going to be in kind of a peculiar situation, but you're going to make the most out of it. And coming off a season last year, you went 9-5 overall. You ended up losing out to Carthage at the Tomato Bowl. But you had a very, I would say, a high-powered offense led primarily by Jay Wilkerson. And you lost him, and he's off to bigger and better things. But when you're looking at your team and you got a guy like Hayden Wigginton that's set up to have a big year, is that a guy that you could see maybe stepping in and filling Jay's role? Or maybe do you have a couple other guys that you're looking to step up to kind of make up for that production that you've lost with the graduation of Jay?
Well, there's no doubt. We've been very blessed with, you know, several years of having some great performers from Lance Ledbetter to Langston Anderson to this past year, Jeff Wilkerson, you know. And so each year you're just kind of scratching your head thinking to step up. But, you know, the young man that's he named first, Hayden Wigginton, has earned that right. He is, you know, he was a first-team all-district receiver last year and has worked his tail off to have this opportunity to lead the program and lead the offensive side of the ball. So there's no doubt Hayden's going to have a great year. But I'll tell you what, Jay's younger brother, Carter, he is lightning fast. We're hoping that he's going to come out there and do great things for us. But, you know, it's not just about your skill, guys. Obviously, we've got some running backs back. But our offensive line, I think, could be also a strength for our program.
Okay, and Coach, just going right off of that right there, you know, just in a little bit, we're going to have Carson on here, Carson Walker, that is, offensive lineman for y'all. And how important with what y'all run is that offensive line?
Well, you know, we definitely throw the ball around, but, you know, we want to set the tone and the tempo in the trench on the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball. And so Carson Walker has been a dominant force, and we've got, you know, several other seniors alongside of him, Kobe James. We've got Nathan Stevens, Clark, and Jacob Womack. We're blessed with several seniors that are stepping up for us. And, you know, obviously we've got to protect for our quarterback to be able to make those throws, but we also want to be able to move that line of scrimmage, and we want to be able to run the ball and lean on people. So that in the fourth quarter, you know, when we need that third and one to extend that first down in the series, that offensive line is ready and prepared for that. So we're very blessed and we're excited about our offensive line this year.
We're talking with Midlothian Heritage football coach Craig Carpenter. And Coach Carpenter, you talk about the importance on the offensive line, especially protecting the quarterback. Well, you graduated a guy in Cade Sumbler who threw for over 2,400 yards, was a key piece on that team. And you had a couple guys that got some reps behind him, but he took the majority of the snaps. So you've got a new guy that's going to be sitting behind center. When you're picking this new guy and you're looking at your QB battle, do you have somebody narrowed down, or is it a full-fledged, they're fighting it out all the way until season starts?
And it's a battle. We've got a full-fledged battle at quarterback right now, and it's a good thing for our team. You know, anytime you have competition, it's going to make things better. And so we've got three or four young men that are battling it out for that position right now. And, you know, every single day, every single rep is important. And so we can point to that position as an example to our whole team that, man, every job is up in the air. You may have been a starter last year, but if somebody comes in behind you and is performing better than you, then we've got a new starter at that position. So, yeah, we've been blessed, like I said, with Landon Ledbetter for several years, and Kate Sumner stepped up last year, and it'll be very exciting to see how this quarterback battle turns out over the next few weeks and months.
Well, and sticking just on that real quick, for the Heritage listeners that are tuning in, can you kind of throw out some of those names of those guys that are in that QB battle who we could be maybe looking for potentially taking that spot?
Yes, sir. We've got a young man, Dalen Raker, going to be a senior. Riley Green is going to be a senior. We've got a move-in, a young man, be a freshman, Brunfield, and Hayden Brown, who's going to be a sophomore. So really four young men that are battling for that position.
And the door's right open. Are y'all leaning any way, or we won't know for a few weeks now?
No, sir. I don't know that we're leaning any direction right now. It'll be a battle, I think, for a couple weeks. So.
Well, and, you know, I want to take a step back real quick. And, you know, Cullen Stone, great season last year. What are we going to expect from that running game this year?
Well, we've got a two-headed monster back there. When we were looking at our stats at the end of the season with Latre Miller and Cullen Stone, man, those two were neck and neck in the number of carries that they had. And I believe, I remember correctly, they were within a yard of each other with their total yardage gain. And so, with our offensive line, with the skill receivers that we have out there, with our quarterback battle, and then to have two backs right there that have that kind of potential, coming back from a solid junior campaign, we're really expecting big things from the young man they're seeing here.
Well, let's take a step and flip the coin here. We've talked about the offense. Let's move it on over to the defense. Last season, you had a defense that put y'all in some pretty prime situations on short fields and even ended up with some points scored on the defensive side of the ball. Kind of talk to us, what do you expect from that group? Do you expect some more turnovers and points scored on the defensive side of the ball, and how key is that going to be to the success of Midlothian Heritage football?
Yes, sir. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about last year's defense and talk about, you know, our rock that we've had there in the middle of our defense for several years, Connor Jones. You know, Connor was a defensive MVP for our district. He was a very, very good middle linebacker for us. And, you know, he moved on and is out of Midwestern State now. And we had several other good seniors on that defense that have graduated. And so we're looking for young men to step up. We've got several guys, Noah Gray, Scott Ellis, Travis Buckley, Greg Johnson, several young men coming back that played a lot of snaps on that defense. So, like you said, we stepped up in some big-time moments. I think about the bi-district game, being several points down, getting into overtime versus a very good Henderson team, and we're able to cause a turnover, Scott Ellis was, and recovered the fumble. To win the ball game. And so turnovers are critical. And so that's something that, you know, over the last several years, Coach Edwards, our defensive coordinator, and all of our defensive staff, and, you know, it starts with Coach Wigginton, we emphasize that. Turnovers are huge. Explosive plays are huge. Those are just game-changing moments in a game. And so offensively, we want explosive plays. We want to hold on to the ball. Defensively, obviously, we're trying to limit those explosive plays, but, you know, number one, we're trying to create those turnovers. And so it's been an emphasis from day one to day at practice and will continue to be throughout fall camp and into our, you know, first five games leading into a very strong district schedule. We've got to get turnovers and get off the field, get the ball back to our offense.
Well, and, Coach, out of that defense this year, which group, you know, or you think it's going to be the standout group this year? You've always had, like, some really good linebackers, some really good defensive backs. You've had some great defensive linemen. But what's going to be that standout group probably this year?
You know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I think any other three groups could be that. We've got several guys that are vying for starting positions in our secondary that are very, very capable, great young men that have worked their tail off for this opportunity. We've got Noah Gray, that's a returning all-district player, you know, inside linebacker that played alongside Connor for several years, and we got a couple young guys that could be there. We probably have the most returners on our defensive line, and we've got a few guys that are, you know, still vying for spots that are open on the defensive line. So I don't know. That's an interesting question. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I think any one of those groups could be that.
Well, and a lot of your players on your team go either side of the ball as well. You know, Jay was playing safety for you and corner for you last year in some high-pressure moments. You know, talk about just being in that 4A group and how you have to be able to be a full-purpose athlete.
I tell you what, it's a very, very fun classification to be a part of. You know, it's like you mentioned, Carthage. You know, you watch those young men play, and there's some really good athletes with them and La Vega, and you look at our district schedule with Brownwood and Waxahachie Life and La Vega and Stephenville and Alvarado. There's a lot of really good football players, and with each of these programs, you're going to see some of these young men that play both sides of the ball. You know, I think about Quirrell several years ago and their stud athlete that they had. You know, I was reading, I'd forgotten what kind of game he had in the state championship game, but he had unbelievable, like 300 something yards from scrimmage on offense, and then had 11 or 12 tackles on defense. Now, you know, to be able to do something like that, obviously you got to be a great football player, but you got to be in shape. That's where we feel like our strength condition, preparing our mind, body to be able to make those big time plays both sides of the ball late in the year comes into a big factor for us. So, yeah, there's a lot of good football players that play both sides of the ball in this classification.
We're talking with Coach Craig Carpenter for Midlothian Heritage. And, Coach, one thing I want to reach on is you've talked about the athletes both sides of the ball, but you've talked about the toughness and the strength of the district. One section of your team we haven't mentioned yet is your special teams. And when you're playing in a district like you have where you've got some very high-powered offense, you've got some very talented teams, how important is it to be solid and locked in on your special teams, putting yourselves, you know, when you got to give the ball back to the offense, that you're putting yourselves in some very winnable situations? Talk about, you know, your special teams and how important that's going to be for Midlothian Heritage this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, we were having our team meeting this morning. The very first thing, we brought all the kids in, and we were in all of our different separate areas and watching the screen as Coach Wigginton was going over the beginning of the year presentation. One of the slides is talking about making special teams, how important it is. And when you look at our games in the playoff over the last 4 years, special teams have been a huge factor in that, good and bad. You know, we've lost a couple of games in the special teams. If we'd have blocked an extra point, or if we had made a field goal, or recovered an onside kick, you know, it would have been a huge factor in that game. And so that really led to a discussion for us and our kids today as we were going into our special teams time of, you know, special teams is not an option. It should not be. In championship programs, it is not time for going there and drinking water and your best players are relaxing and chilling on the sideline. You've got to have young men that are bought in, that are wanting to step on the field and make those big-time plays, you know, in round three, round four in state championship if you want to win a state championship.
Well, Coach, you know, I was telling Seth before, I remember one of y'all's games, Stephenville, I think, punted, and it went back 15 yards because of the wind. But, you know, y'all, as a program, being a younger program in the area, y'all have set a level that's pretty darn high. What are y'all's expectations this year going into this season?
Well, you know, we've got a wall that we, at the end of the year, we take a picture of all of our seniors, and then we put up what that senior class has accomplished. And so, as you noted, you know, it's been pretty special to see each of those classes done some very, very that we've done some great things and some things that were not really expected with the program as young as we were. And so, you know, this year, you know, this group of guys wants to go further than any team has been before. You know, and so for 3 years in a row, we were knocked out. We made it to the third round. And so this past year, you know, we made it to the fourth round, and were matched up with Carthage, and that was a big time game, like as you noted, over in Jacksonville at the Tomato Bowl. Such a great facility and a great environment for Texas high school football. And so we want to set the bar higher. These young men want to make it further. We've got a full plate ahead of us. You know, we've got a very strong non-district schedule and as strong a schedule as there is in the state of Texas. And so we've got our work cut out for us, but, you know, these young men want to set the bar even higher this year.
Well, Coach Carpenter, we appreciate you taking the time and jumping on to talk up Midlothian Heritage. Give us a little peek behind the curtain and hopefully get some fans excited about this upcoming season. Before we let you go, real quick, if you had to say anything to those listening out there in support of Midlothian Heritage to get them riled up, get them behind this team, what would it be?
I'll tell you what, we've all been waiting for this moment that Texas high school sports have started. And man, what a beautiful morning. Driving in, it was 69 degrees. The moon was still up. You know, we get out on the field, and you just have this sense of anticipation. You know, we've all been locked up in our homes and all the things that have been so different for us. But I tell you what, fans of Midlothian Heritage and fans of football all across the state, it's not long. It's 20-something days away, and hopefully you're in a stadium, and the band is playing, and the teams are coming on the field. It's just a few minutes for kickoff, and just the excitement, anticipation of that just keeps me excited each and every day.
Well, Coach, thanks again one more time for joining us. And we know Coach Wigg had a parent meeting tonight, but really appreciate you stepping in and give us that look behind the curtain. You have a good one now.
Well, yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you all for the support for all of our programs across Ellis County. Y'all do a great job, and our student athletes, our parents, really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, sir, and we look forward to having you back on again. And so thank you for taking this time, and we can't wait to get out there and support Midlothian Heritage.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
And there he goes, Coach Carpenter with Midlothian Heritage. We appreciate him taking time, and you can tell through the enthusiasm and the passion in his voice when he's talking about, you know, we get to enjoy these sports. They're, you know, we're 20 days away where we could potentially have those fans back. That's awesome to hear. And it's just it's great. I'm glad we're getting to have these talks.
I'm getting pumped right now.
And so, but again, before we move on, we've got our next interview lined up. I want to remind everybody to call in. If you've got questions, if you want to hear from us, if you want to hear from one of our guests, we're fixing to have Carson Walker from Midlothian Heritage on. Give us a call, 972-923-1390 or 972-938-1390. Hit number one. After you hear Ken Roberts' voice, you'll get over to Yo-Yo, and he will get you on the radio with us. But before we get on to our next interview, it is brought to you by Mr. Yo-Yo.
The Stevens Team. And the Stevens Team with Legacy Realty is your hometown realtors. Buying a home is a lot easier than you think, and people get nervous about buying a home, especially first-time home buyers. But there really is nothing to fear. The first step is to talk with the Stevens Team, and they can explain the process and get you set up looking at homes. You can call the Stevens Team anytime at 214-463-9555. That's 214-463-9555. 639-5555, the Stevens Team.
And now we are welcoming in a 24/7 sports three-star recruit, all area Dallas Morning News selection last season, unanimous all district selection for last season, KBEC Sports all Ellis County first team member, the 6'4", 275-pound offensive lineman, the senior from Midlothian Heritage, Carson Walker. How are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
Good. We appreciate you taking the time to come and join us out of your day. I know you had your first practice. Give us a little peek. How was the nerves? How was the feelings? What was the excitement level like for you to hit that field this morning?
It was great. I just had that readiness, and I was just ready for this morning. I was pumped to get out there on the field, and was beyond blessed that we were able to start whenever we did, due to all this COVID and everything going on. So I'm beyond blessed that we were able to be out there this morning.
Well, Carson, let's talk about, you know, your stint here with the school right now. What about the Heritage coaching staff and the program has helped you individually reach that level that you're currently at?
They've supported me through this process. They've helped me become a better person, become a better man, and I couldn't thank them anymore for where they have gotten me today.
Well, and, you know, I know this, folks, and folks out there, Carson has two bigger brothers. And let's talk about your big brothers and how they've affected you. And did they give you a little bit of, you know, teach you how to be tough at an early age?
Yes, sir, they did. They have always been the two bigger brothers that always picked on me, but I finally passed them up in height and now pick on them sometimes. But they are somebody that I look up to every day, and they are a big part of my life.
Well, one thing, Carson, to give you an opportunity to talk about here is a little bit about your parents. Talk about kind of the encouragement, or maybe how instrumental they have been, not only in your development as an athlete, but also as a person, and get you to the point to where you are now, getting ready to go off to school.
My mom and dad have taught me to be a very respectful man, and have just made me the man I am today. And I'm thankful for that, and I love both of them very much.
Okay, so, Carson, everybody that doesn't know, Seth said your size and everything, but is there something special that mom makes you pregame meals?
No, sir, just some good homemade food.
Okay.
Well, Carson, and we are talking with Carson Walker, Midlothian Heritage Senior and University of Houston commit. We're going to get to University of Houston here in a second, but I want to ask, you came into Midlothian Heritage. It's a freshly formed program. You were almost there at its inception, and in that short time, you guys seen some extraordinary success.
Yes, sir.
How have you seen the program develop since your freshman year to now, and what type of legacy do you believe that you're leaving behind?
I think that it's been a tremendous growth in this program, and it's been something special to watch that we have gone to playoffs every year and have gone deep in the playoffs, and I hope that I leave a good legacy behind, and I hope to help out the kids that are behind me to keep the legacy going.
Well, we're talking with Carson Walker, and just want to say, you know, before you got on, I talked to you about the great Keith Jackson and what he used to call the offensive and defensive linemen, the big uglies. And I know that you're not a big ugly. You're just big. And I want to go off what Tater was asking you about that pregame meal. Not a lot of vegetables and salad in there, I reckon.
It's a lot of red meats, and I do love my vegetables and stuff like that, but I just love food in general.
Meats and like beef and chicken and pork,
sir,
and stuff like that? Well, there you go, son. That'll keep you big.
Well, Carson, you know, you've had a lot of teams taking interest in you in the college level. You know,
yes,
Abilene,
sir,
Christian, Army, Boise State, Kansas, and, of course, University of Houston. What helped you led you the choice to become a Cougar over those other programs that we listed?
Overall, I want to thank all the programs for giving me this opportunity. And it's not something I take lightly, but with Houston, I just made a very good connection with the coach. And it just, whenever I visited Houston, it just felt like home to me. And also, I have a great mentor there, Jack Freeman. And that's part of what got my decision made.
Well, you must read our question sheets pretty good, because the next question we had was, we know we've got a Midlothian Heritage graduate and Jack Freeman down there. And so I want to kind of ask, you said that went into your decision process, and he's been a mentor to you. What's that going to mean to you to play with him, to get on that field, and somebody that graduated from the same high school you did and now taking it further at the collegiate level playing together?
It means a lot to me, because whenever I was a freshman, he took me under his wing and taught me what I needed to know. And it's a special thing to be able to play right beside him on the line.
Well, Carson, you know, we know you're going to go play football, but what are you planning on studying down there at the U of H?
I plan on studying business agricultural.
What do you want to do with that? What's your vision for the future after football?
Whenever I get out of college, I want to start a cattle company and go into that business.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, that hauling hay helps it with those offensive line moves, right?
Yes, sir.
I was thinking he just wanted unlimited steak.
That might be a portion with that.
And so, well, Carson, we're going to rein it back to high school here since you are starting up your senior season. What are your expectations personally? What goals, I guess, have you set for this season? And when you look at the team as a whole, we had Coach Carpenter come on and give his kind of expectations. But when you look at your team and your classmates, what's your expectations for the team as a whole this season?
To get a ring on our finger. We're going to have a tough schedule, but it's going to prepare us for a state championship. And that's my goals this year, is to go win a state championship and have a ring on a finger.
Well, and Carson, how much do these hard games prepare y'all year in and year out that y'all been going a little bit in the playoffs, getting a little bit further? How do these games, have they prepared y'all as a senior class for this run?
It's just we don't take any teams lightly, and we make sure we prepare to our best of our ability, and that we go into the game knowing that we have that winning attitude.
Well, Carson, we appreciate you taking this time to join us. And before we let you go, I want to give you an opportunity like I did Coach Carpenter. Is there anything that you want to say to maybe your fellow students, if they're listening, to any fans of Midlothian Heritage football, that show them your appreciation, but to get them to come out and cheer you guys on and to basically be there when y'all go win that state ring that you're shooting for?
Just to watch the O-line, because we're going to be kicking butt every time and getting a bunch of pancakes.
I tell you what, man, we can't wait to watch all those pancakes happen on that field, and we wish you the best of luck, man. Go get it. We appreciate you jumping on and hope to have you back on so when you're holding that state championship ring or got it on your finger that you can tell us you told us so. So there you go.
Yes, that way you can show it off.
Thank you,
Jack,
for having me on again. This is special.
Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate you. Good luck, and we hope to do this again soon.
Yes, sir.
And there he goes. I don't think he heard your comment on Jack, but that's all right.
That's okay.
You can shoot him a text and say,
I'll shoot him a text a little bit.
But that was Carson Walker, senior, Midlothian Heritage and University of Houston commit. We appreciate him taking the time. We are through Midlothian Heritage and going to just take a second here, talk to you. You expecting good things? We don't have to do any predictions or anything, but from listening to the coach, listening to Carson, you expecting district championship, fourth round plus? What are you thinking?
It's a hard district.
It is.
After the redistricting.
It is.
I think if you come out of that unscathed, or as little as, you know, not missing a lot of people, those are going to be some hard-fought games. Whoever comes out of the district's got a good shot.
Well, it can almost be one of those districts that, like you said, if you just make it to the playoffs. Obviously, yeah, you want to be the highest seed, but if you can fight through that district, then you might be able to fight yourself a ways down into the playoffs.
Exactly.
So, again, thank you for Coach Craig Carpenter, Midlothian Heritage, joining us. Thank you to Carson Walker. That's your Midlothian Heritage football preview, and we'll have those guys on a couple times throughout the season,
yep,
talking about Midlothian Heritage football. We're going to move on. We've got our next guest, Coach Brandon Lane, yep, with Ferris. He's the head coach over there. But before we do, Yo-Yo's got my sponsor sheet.
Yeah,
this interview is going to be brought to you by
FBM Construction.
That is right.
And hey, you know, we're in the dog days of summer, but winter is almost here. And that's, you know, well, winter for Texas anyway. And it's time to get your heaters running. And Seth, did you break down or turn on your heater when it got cold?
It didn't break down, but I did turn it on.
Oh, did you? Well, I normally wait until my family revolts to turn on the heater because, you know, I like to save money. But
that's what blankets are for.
Well, yeah, and sweaters and footies and things like that. But my family likes to turn it on, and they like to do it when I'm out of the house. So when I come back in, it's warm, and I'm like, what the heck? Well, it's not smart to wait. It is smart to have your heater service first. So call FBM Construction. They are fully licensed and bonded for heating and air conditioning. So give them a call at 972-865-6732. 972-865-6732. That's FBM Construction.
And we are going to take this time to welcome in Coach Brandon Lane, Ferris head coach. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. How are y'all? Thanks for having me.
We're doing good. I'm Seth Sims, and with me is Tater Beard. And we appreciate you taking the time to join us and kind of how we've started the past two interviews. Today's your first day of practice. And you know, we've had some time off due to some very unfortunate circumstances. Tell me last night, what were the feelings? What was the gut feeling like as you were getting ready for this morning to get out there and work with your team?
Just like everybody else in the state of Texas, I'm excited and very thankful. Thankful for our UIL leadership, our Texas High School Coaches Association leadership, and obviously my school district, Mr. Hartman's leadership, and the Ellis County leadership to allow us to go do our jobs and keep our kids safe and healthy and get them back together because they need it.
Well, Coach, I saw that you had a special meal last night.
I did. Kind of a little ritual we have in the Lane House. We're going to have us a good steak dinner with some Caesar salad, and my wife made some Gouda cheese potatoes, and we enjoyed that. Got to bed a little early last night. Got up and got after it this morning.
Dang, cool. Sounds like I need to become friends with you and get an invite.
I was going
to
ask you if you had leftovers.
Yeah.
There you go. No, there's no leftovers. I got two hungry boys in the house.
Well, let me sound
like Carson over there at Heritage. They love this state.
Well, let me tell you, Coach, you're a pretty good follower on Twitter. And so, but I'm looking at Ferris's motto for this season, and it's be right, compete, and execute is what I saw. So can you kind of talk to us about that, where you came up with it, and what does it mean to you and the players?
That's our athletic program motto. That's who we're going to be. We're going to be right on and off the field, in the classroom, in the streets, in the community, knowing what to do, knowing how to do it. We're going to compete means we're going to do everything we can with our greatest effort. We're going to go as hard as we can at everything we're going to do, and we're teaching our kids to compete at life, and then we're going to execute. If we do things right, we know what to do and how to do it, and we do it as hard as we can, we get a chance to execute, and we execute, we can win, whether it's on the field or in the classroom.
Well, Coach, you brought some alumni back in the early 2000s, talked to your team and stuff. You know, how important is that culture and character to you?
I think it's extremely important. Paris is a community with a lot of great people, a lot of hardworking people. And the 2001 class was the winningest class to ever come through here from a football standpoint. Obviously, they had the early 90s basketball program, and we like to get those people around our kids just so our kids can see what success looked like and that we can reinvent that and have our own version of it.
Well, when you talk about, you know, success and breeding the correct culture, a lot of it starts in your off-season program. And I tell
Absolutely.
You, scrolling through online, you see one of those training exercises that you got, I think, is it called Big Old Sandy?
Big Sandy, yes, sir.
And so yes, kind of talk to us a little bit about Big Sandy, but your off-season program in general and how that's gone with everything that's going on leading you into this season.
I'll talk about Big Sandy first. I said she's a mean old girl, but everybody needs to get to know her. It's a sand workout. It's a plyometric workout, but it's a mental and physical toughness drill is what it is. We go through durations where we're increasing the times of the sets, but it's a gut check. Everybody's got to do it. It hurts. We do it at the end of our heavy plyometric day and our heavy day in the weight room, or one of our heavy days in the weight room, and it's just a gut check to push through and do what you're asked to do with your greatest effort and be right and compete and execute the drill. As far as off season goes, I'm like everybody else. I believe that's where you grow leaders. I believe that's where you grow the identity of your next group. and our kids here in Paris, since I walked in the door 5 years ago, have never questioned what we do. Our theme is head down and go to work, because that's what they do every day. We're just going to keep our head down and do what we're asked to do as hard as we can, and make the best improvements we can every day. And off season's where that's done. We develop a lot of character. We develop a lot of competitive edge. And we develop a lot of leadership that's needed on Friday nights and football and every other sport.
Well, and talking about a little bit about that leadership, linebacker Cody Cannell last year, 42 solo tackles, 79 assists, and kind of led the D there. Well, what should we expect from that defensive group this year?
Well, I expect Cody Cannell to not have to make all those tackles again. we look to be much improved on the defensive side. I'm excited about Coach Ashley, my defense coordinator, and their plan over there. We moved some people around. Alan Garcia, who was the first-team all-district defensive end for us last year, made a lot of plays. We're going to stand him up at inside linebacker just to give us a little more body inside and allow Cody to chase things down on the edge. And I'm excited about the returners that we have. We went through a injury-laden season last year and had to play a bunch of young kids that now had that experience. And like I said, they had a great offseason, as all of our kids do every year. I expect them to be able to make some tough stops and get off the field and allow us to control the ball on offense.
Well, Coach, last year on defense, you had a couple safeties, you had some interceptions, but like you said, you're shuffling some guys around and you got some guys with experience. So when we're talking on the defense, how important is it going to be for you guys to kind of up that turnover game and to really focus on, like you said, getting out there, making those hard stops? But do you see maybe some more being aggressive, taking the ball out of people's hands for this coming D?
Yes, sir, I do. I think just because of the experience that they had, they're going to be able to play faster. And I think if you play fast on defense, you line up right and play fast and physical, you got a chance. And that's who our kids are, and they know that. Like I said, with the experience they gained last year, their confidence is a lot higher, so they can play faster. We do. We've got to get more turnovers, and we've got to get off the field on third down, and I expect that to happen. We've had a great offseason. I'm extremely proud of my staff and my kids for the time that how we've used March 6th until this morning. Our kids and coaches showed up prepared and excited, and we didn't have to reteach a lot of things. There's a lot of carryover from the Google meetings that we had and then the summer workouts and skills times that we had in the summer. I do. I expect that unit to be much improved.
Well, then to piggyback on top of that, when you're looking at your defense as a whole, if you had to break out your defensive line, your secondary, what do you think the strength of that D is going to be? Do you have a position set in particular that you're looking at, you're like, you know what, that's going to be our guys this year?
I think our secondary is they're pretty talented. They can run a little bit. But I'm excited about our linebacker core. Again, just that shuffling around. Just to get some people that are good in space a little bit better and get some bigger bodies inside to stop those runs, those short yardage runs, so we can get off the field. I think we're going to go on a defense is going to go as our linebackers go. Our defensive line will do a good job with their keys and assignments, and our secondary is going to hold up. I'm excited to see how well those linebackers play together and how physical they're going to be.
And, folks, if you're just tuning in, we're here with Ferris head coach Brandon Lane. And, Coach, I saw that y'all had a 41-yard field goal last year. Pretty remarkable right there. But talk about the importance overall of your special teams and its correlation to the success of your team.
I think special teams is a huge piece. You know, we coach it every day just like we do offense or defense. And our best 11 guys are going to be on the field running down to tackle a kickoff or cover a punt. We've been blessed that we've had some opportunities to score in our return game on kick return and punt return. But we've been very fortunate to have a strong kicker every year I've been here. And it being able to get in scoring opportunities and know that I can come away with points is a lot. It gives me a lot more confidence calling plays.
I'm going to kind of go rogue here, Tater. I'm going to ask a question that isn't on our list.
Go ahead.
So, Coach Lane, you got me thinking when you say, you know, for special teams, you're going to put your best 11 guys out there. Kind of talk about the importance, and you touched on it a little bit with your summer workouts and with Big Sandy. To have your guys, your best 11, but that want to be out there and maybe going from an offensive position to special teams and to hit right back on the field for defense, how important is it to have your guys bought in that, you know what, whatever's asked to me, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do it?
I think what you said to start the question was that they want to. They know how important it is because it's preached every day. They know it's a huge piece of the game, and if they can help us win, then they're going to be on the field. We play some kids on both sides of the ball, and they just, again, they're those tough-nosed, hard-nosed kids with some grit, and they've gone through Big Sandy many a time, and they're just ready to do what we got to do to win.
Well, Coach, you know, you got Nunez that graduated this last year, over 1,000 combined yards on the offensive side of the ball. You know, how important is that returning seniors with Rankin and Harrison and that young group that's coming up in the skills?
Matthew is a heck of a ball player, and I'm excited to watch him play at Southeastern for the next 4 years. And he's going to be hard to replace. There's no doubt about it. He's a 1,000-yard running back and receiver last year, and the year before that, a 1,000-yard receiver. But I'm very excited about guys like you talked about, DeMarcus Rankin, Camden Harrison, Caden Barnes, Nate Aguinaldo at quarterback. We got Trey Johnston coming out of basketball, going to help us at receiver. Brendan Windsor. I'm very excited about the possibilities that we have to have multiple people carry that load instead of having one guy that had to do it all.
Well, and you may have to help me with this name right here, okay? But Aguinaldo. Did I say that correct?
Yes, sir. Nate Aguinaldo. Yes, sir.
Aguinaldo. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong here, too. Is he not a four-year starter?
He is a four-year starter, not at quarterback.
Not a quarterback.
But he started for us as a freshman at safety and receiver as freshman and sophomore year. We had Kobe Langford was our quarterback at that time and Riley Fagan. And Nate made the move last year to be the quarterback, grew, and we put him in situations to grow fast and hurry. But he's 5'11", 205 pounds, and I'm excited to see him lead our offense in his second year at the helm.
Well, and, you know, with him running the ball, and this is something that I looked at, you know, he completed 39% of his passes last year. He also had an interception at the safety position. Just talk about, you know, his improvement, what you want to see from his junior going to senior year. And with the style that he seems like a very hard-nosed guy on the field, does that not dictate what your team's expected to do based on his play?
Absolutely. I think the quarterback's mentality bleeds over into everybody in your locker room, and everybody on our team knows that our quarterback's a physical, tough kid. He plays outside linebacker, strong safety force. He's going to run the football well. He has made great leaps and bounds of improvement understanding our pass concepts and progressions. I expect him to be much more consistent and efficient. Just all summer, he proved it. You know, every day that we'd go through football skills, he knew the checks, he knew the reads and where to go with the football, and today was no exception. The first day out on the field, he commanded the offense, he commanded the mentality of the team, and that's going to be an everyday occurrence, and he's got a lot of help around him. Like I said, those other guys are ready to carry the load for him also, and defensively, they've accepted that that's who we are. They understand. They know that we've got to be the most physical team on the field because a lot of times we're not going to be the fastest, you know.
Well, and how important, you know, we've talked about the skill players a little bit. Well, let's talk about the big uglies. That offensive line, you know, with what you're doing and as hard as you're running, how is that group looking for you this year?
I think they're going to be pretty good. They're big. You know, they're big, and they know they've got to be a bunch of steak eaters up front, and they know their identity. They've got to win at the line of scrimmage. We're fortunate that we've got some big-body kids. They can block down pretty well, and that fits within the scheme, and our scheme fits our kids right now really well.
We're talking with Ferris head football coach Brendan Lane. And, Coach Lane, you talked about the work ethic and you talked about the motivation of your kids. And last season, like you said, you got some younger guys, some reps. You went through some growing pains, had a little bumps and bruises, but your guys are better for it. So when you're coming into this year, what's your expectations for the 2020-2021 football season?
I expect to win the district championship, and I've told them that from day one, that our job is to show up and compete every day. We can't talk about winning the district championship unless we win day one and day two and day three and every other day. So I expect our kids to continue to show up and work their tails off. I expect our kids to know what to do, to be right, to compete and execute every day. I expect our kids to lead our community. It's a great opportunity. Coach Carpenter talked about it a little bit earlier. We got an opportunity to bring our communities back together out of this pandemic, and our kids are excited about that responsibility.
Well, Coach Lane, Yo-Yo's looking at me like he's got a question. Were you giving us a time, Yo-Yo?
I was giving you a time,
That's
Yo-Yo.
What I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. You're all good. So, Coach Lane, before we let you go, and I did this for Carson and did it for Coach Carpenter as well, but is there anything you want to say out there to those that may be listening, fans of Ferris Yellow Jacket football, that you want to portray to these guys? Maybe get them out if once fans are allowed, and we're being optimistic on that end, but to get those stands full and to come out and to support these boys who work so hard at what they do.
First, I want to thank all the parents across the state of Texas that are allowing us to do our job and coach their kid every day. Going through a pandemic, it takes a lot of trust, and I know these coaches. I know Coach Wigginton very well, and I know he's doing a great job communicating to his community. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be a coach every day. Want to make sure our fans understand that the seasons are going to be different in every sport. We're on capacity limitations. Wearing a mask outside at a football game is going to be a requirement. Our tickets are going to be 100% online. No tickets at the gate. You got to have a ticket box so they can scan it to get in. And I just ask them to be patient with us. Just like they've trusted us with their kids, I ask them to trust us with these processes and show up, because it is limited capacity everywhere we go. And for my kids, they know I love them and I care about them, because I tell them every day. And we're going to keep our head down and go to work.
Well, Coach Lane, we appreciate you taking the time. And we want to wish Ferris nothing but the best of luck. I know we told Heritage to go out and win a stand championship, but I tell you, we're going to tell all these teams that. We want to see that for Ellis County, but we want that for your program as well. And so thanks for taking the time, and I hope we can do this again. We're going to have you on, if you'll let us, several times throughout the season for some updates. But thanks again for doing this preview.
Absolutely. Thank you all for allowing me to talk about our kids.
And so, and there he goes, Coach Brandon Lane, and we'll have him on again soon. And it's been awesome. I'm glad we've got football started. Not just football. I was glad we did volleyball, but to have these kids, you know, baseball and softball stunk because those kids didn't get to finish out.
Oh, definitely.
And to have these kids back and excited for a season, you can hear in the passion of these coaches, right? That they want to be back out on that field.
Well, they're not just passionate, but they're good character people, you know.
Yep, and I think you got that from Coach Carpenter, who relays that for Coach Wigginton as well. But Coach Lane, you can feel that they're growing men in these programs, and if they would have taken a season away, it takes an opportunity to be around and develop these kids, not just for football, but for life. So it was awesome to get started. We had Midlothian Heritage, Ferris, and that's just week one.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen.
Don't forget, next week we got Avalon, Milford, and Maypearl.
That's right. We got Avalon, Milford, and Maypearl for week two. We couldn't be more excited. And again, August 24th, we're going to plug this every week. We'll plug it on social media. Our prediction show. We're going to predict the whole county, and we may have something special for you to make the stakes a little more interesting.
Oh, yeah. We're working on
that. And so just stay with us, but we will be releasing a schedule here this week. That will detail out who we've got next week, who we've got week three, then we've got the prediction show, and then once we get the bigger schools locked down for September, which we're pretty much the 50% done there, and we'll get that schedule out to you. But we appreciate all you listeners joining us. We're going to keep encouraging you to call in about anything. But it's your chance to talk high school football. Get on here. Ask us your questions. Make a statement. We don't care. But we thank you for tuning in. And hopefully this gets a little excitement going. Heritage Ferris, just to start us off. And I'm glad, Yo-Yo, or I'm glad, Tater, that you're back with us.
Yes. It's a blessing just to be back, let me tell you.
And hey. So for those that don't know, Tater is a strong man, and I'm glad he's back in that chair. But
yeah, I appreciate it.
And so
I can't wait for football season and spend this time of the year with especially you two guys and when Brian gets back from his trip.
And so for those still wondering, practices 1A through 4A for volleyball and football started today. Volleyball will begin games August 10th, football August 27th. That is for 1A through 4A. 5A to 6A volleyball starts September 14th with games, football September 24th. So I'm Seth Sims.
I'm Tater Beard.
And this is Yo-Yo over here. Avalon, Milford, Maypearl, next week football previews. Say bye, Yo-Yo.
Bye, Yo-Yo.
You've been listening to The Press Box on 1390 AM, 99.1 FM, and KBEC.com. Press Box is brought to you by Dr. Mark Rue and Dr. Josh McSpadden with Waxahachie Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the Stevens team at Legacy Realty, and FBM Construction. Tune in Monday nights at 6 p.m. for the Press Box on KBEC. And for more, go to sports.kbec.com.